this poverty you might become rich.
Sing alleluia to the Lord. Sing alleluia to the Lord. Sing alleluia. Sing alleluia. Sing alleluia to the Lord. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, make friends for yourselves with the dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very special matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And a person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If therefore you are, Lord, trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. The Pharisees, who loved money, heard all these things and sneered at him. And he said to them, You justify yourself in the sight of others, but God knows your heart. For what is human esteem is an abomination in the sight of God. Gospel of the Lord. So too, we cannot serve two masters, Lord in money, but also a cell phone. The Pope mentioned in one of the audience, he said many people drink during his audience or mass. He said even the bishops took out their cell phone to take pictures. And now we cannot live without the cell phone. Certain times we are controlled by the cell phone, then by the will of God. And at times we don't spare much time in prayer because we spend more time on the cell phone than prayer time. Even when you pray, your heart is not Him. I think it's more important, not only prayer, but also how we serve. And Jesus, we mentioned, teaches one very important thing. From the communion antiphon, quoting Matthew chapter 25, said, whatever you did for one of the least of my brother, you did for me. So it's very good for you also. You serve in hospital. Whatever you did for the least means need your help. People need your help. Those who come to the hospital need your help. And they are my brother. Serve me. As you serve others, as you serve me, the way, the same way, no different way. So it's very important that at times we have to remind us, whatever you do to the least, to needy people, we do it to Christ. Christ is in you, but outside you, in each person. One of the theologians say, if you don't believe the Eucharist, Jesus Christ present in the bread, it's difficult to believe Christ in the poor. This is Mother Teresa of Calcutta says this very often to the sisters. If you believe Christ in the Eucharist, easier for you to believe Christ in the poor people, the people that you serve.